Now, back to the ELE. That was sort of a an acronym for ELE, or Extinction Level Event, in a movie that I enjoyed, and I'm sure you saw. ELE, Extinction Level Event, could the oxygen level precipitously fall, or would it be one of those things that occurs very slowly over many, many, many millennia, generations, or what?
Yeah, I think it would be slow. It certainly will not, within the next few thousands of years even, affect human history. But it's not the oxygen we have to work on and worry about. Carbon dioxide is far more dangerous. And when carbon dioxide goes up, oxygen goes down. But there's a third gas that's the most dangerous of all. In the mass extinction fraternity, those of us who study the great mass extinctions, you know, those times when 50, 60, up to 90% of all species died out, have always thought that impacts, asteroids, of course, were the cause of all of them. And now we have a new monster in the rogues gallery, and it's hydrogen sulfide, a very toxic gas. It's produced by bacteria when oxygen in the oceans drops. So the oxygen drops, bacteria that, as a waste product of their metabolism, produce hydrogen sulfide. If enough of that is produced, it goes up into the atmosphere and kills things.
All right, Peter, let me ask you this. I'm curious about it. I'm sure a lot of the listening audience is. We're getting these reports, Peter, that there are an increasing number, in fact, about 200 of what they call dead zones in the world's oceans right now. And these are areas where absolutely nothing lives because there is no oxygen. Now, I wonder if you've looked at that and have put that into your equation.
Yes, and those are precisely the places where the hydrogen sulfide is produced. We happily have what we call a mixed ocean over most of the oceans, except for those dead zones. Now, let's assume that the ocean changes from our present happy condition to the Mesozoic condition, where it wasn't mixed at all, but a little bit of oxygen on top and no oxygen on the bottom. So take one of those 200 or so dead zones, expand it to the size of the global ocean, and you have conditions, horrible conditions. And so my sense is that the way you get to that is by increasing global temperature, because obviously, Art, you know that the way the currents work now, the world tries to equilibrate. It's got a warm tropics and it's got a cold Arctic, and all that warm water goes north and all that cold water goes south. But if the Arctic is warm and the tropics are warm, everything slows down and stops. And that's when the world goes dead ocean, oxygen drops, hydrogen sulfide increases, bang, mass extinction.
Wow. Where does most of our oxygen come from? There's a lot of controversy about that. I mean, some people say it's the rainforests. Others say it is the ocean. And still others say it's the trees, and it's very confusing, Professor. Where does most of our oxygen come from?
Well, there's a professor, a colleague of mine at the University of Washington, and Don Brownlee and I, a colleague of mine, he was the Stardust principal investigator, just brought back that bit of comet. Well, we wondered what would be the end of the Earth, and we thought that life on Earth, or at least animal life, would end when you killed off all vegetation. And so we asked this guy, David Catling, David, if you made every single plant on the planet go away right now, how long would it be, or would it ever occur, that oxygen would disappear? And he said that he did the calculations, and he said it would take 20 million years. In 20 million years after the last plant died, there would be no oxygen left on the surface. So there's a series of feedbacks going round and round. It's not just the plants that are producing all the oxygen. As we know, there's oxygen coming in and out of chemical reactions, but it's driven by the plants. So remove the plants, we eventually remove all oxygen on our planet Earth. And that will happen, we estimate, in 500 million years.
Well, I am told that those who circle our Earth in the International Space Station or any other low-orbiting mechanism look down on the Earth and see these terrible, horrible fires, in the world's forests. And they're just scared to death when they look down and see that. If we lose the rainforests, or largely lose the rainforests, are we on the way to that ELE eventually you're talking about, or what?
If we remove all of the forests and don't replace them with vegetation, yes. As you know now, so much of the rainforest is turned into grassland for hamburgers. Oh, I mean beef. This happened in Central America and in the Amazon. And if you're in the Philippines, I worked there too, and I got to see an awful lot of Philippine vegetation disappear and get replaced by some cropland. But you know as well as I, erosion removes an awful lot of that. And what's the estimate, Art, that we've lost 25% of the world's soil in the last 50 years or so?
I think that's right, yes.
It's a really an amazing denudation of the planet. That's the big problem, and that's where I expect to see a drawdown of oxygen, because just the amount of biomass of plant material, the amount of photosynthesis is dropping.
Well, we also have the Brazilian rainforest, and there a very sad thing is going on. I guess they've cut a road pretty much through the rainforest, and the farmers are going along sort of cutting down the rainforest, growing one crop, but then the land does not sustain a second crop, so that causes the farmers to move further down the road, which is now available, chop down more of the rainforest or burn it down, and grow one crop and then move on. It's pretty awful.
Yeah, the rainforest, is at least the Brazilian rainforest, is a really odd deal. You would think a tropical forest would have deep soil, but it doesn't there. You don't have to go very far down at all before you hit bedrock. It turns out, really interestingly enough, that the entire basin of the Amazon has beneath it a gigantic amount of lava. And this lava is the result of a flood basalt, and flood basalts are the means in the past that we produced mass extinctions. This was the one that caused the Triassic mass extinction of 200 million years ago. It's called the Central Atlantic Magmatic Province. And you've probably heard of the Siberian Traps, another of these big flood basalts. These are huge areas, the size of the state of Washington or bigger, covered with lava that spewed out of the earth rather quickly. Well, when these things happen, it's not just lava that comes out. It's enormous amounts of carbon dioxide. And so we have calibrated, at least looked at the mass extinctions. Four of the five mass extinctions were caused by, first of all, you get these flood basalts, carbon dioxide goes in the atmosphere, it gets really warm, the whole oceanic current system slows down and stops, you get dead zones, you get hydrogen sulfide bacteria, and then you've got dead everything.